This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, I waited the right amount of time. This is Computer Talk. I'm Eric.
I'm Dennis. It's almost as if you actually know what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm trainable. We're here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. One line open for you, 860-522-9842 is the number. And we're collecting for the Salvation Army as well. Right here in Avon, if you want to say hello, stop on by, drop off some toys or some cash, whatever you can do, or you can do it electronically via texting WTIC to 31333. But let's get right to your calls. You've had Carol on the line for like a half an hour, so she's probably got cauliflower ear. We'll see what's going on. Are you there, Carol?
I'm there.
All right. What can we do for you?
So have you ever heard of an internet security company called WearDot?
Nope.
No. We have not heard of them.
What are you using WearDot for? What do they say they're all about?
To prevent people from hacking your computer. But here's the backstory. About a year ago in November, so last November of 23, my website was hacked. And so I called GoDaddy, and they didn't do a lot of damage, but they just, like, wrote little notes like, hi, we're in your website, blah, 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 blah. They could have taken it all down. They didn't. So anyways, GoDaddy fixed everything.
Nice.
And then they sold me an internet protection thing for my website.
Okay.
And so this November, I get an email from WearDot saying, okay, your internet protection has expired. It's time to update, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking WearDot is the company that I had the protection with, but it was not. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I signed up for another 3 years of protection with them, $350.
Wow.
And last couple of days, they've called me, so I finally called them back, and they said, somebody from China and Russia is trying to hack into your computer, and you need to give us control of your computer so that we can go in and fix things.
That's not good.
And I'm saying that doesn't sound right.
No, it does not.
No.
So I did not do it.
Good.
But you, so I was just wondering if you've heard of
$350?
I did, and it's been, they supposedly have a 30-day money-back thing, but I don't believe that either. Yeah. I'm going to try to fight it with my credit card company. It's been about 6 weeks.
Okay.
But I probably won't have any luck with it, but I'll try.
Yeah, and it could be that there's a scammer using the fact that they know you bought WearDot, acting like they're WearDot, in the same way that Microsoft scams work.
Exactly when I bought the product and how much it cost, because I went back in my records to verify that. So I don't know how they got that information.
Right, and they're telling you they're in your PC at home, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't believe any of that.
I don't believe a word of it either. I would say that when you're talking about your website security,
you
should buy that only through GoDaddy. Now, they're going to be using some other security company, but GoDaddy should be your only go-between.
You should never be buying outside of them.
Yeah.
Well, I understood.
I thought that's who I was dealing with, and I wasn't, so.
Right.
They got me.
Well, so uninstall that product. And if you use the prescription, as far as we've told you, to just have OpenDNS configured on your computer and use Windows Defender, which is free, you're probably going to be fine.
Yeah.
We've given that prescription to most end users for a long, long time now, and we haven't had a single...
I know, and it seems complicated to... Can you post it on your website again or wherever you put it? And
I'll see if I can
figure out how to do it.
Yeah, it's hard. You can configure OpenDNS on your computer and or your firewall. And yeah, we'll put a link up there and or through Facebook as well so you can get that instruction. It's not hard to do.
Okay.
That way you're going to be on a safer internet. The fact that your website was hacked through GoDaddy is really just an issue of security on how you set up access to your website. You know, if your password was easy or there was no 2FA enabled, you know, you could also lock
down
IP addresses, but...
It's got a very strong password, but it's like a random generated thing, but it's not 2FA, and I should change that.
There it is. It wouldn't cost you $350 to do that.
Right.
Okay. And I Googled this company, WearDot, and they have an equal number of it's a scam as this is a wonderful company, so I don't know.
Well, I mean, if any legit company really shouldn't have any comments that it's a scam, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
So if it's legit, you're never going to see massive amounts of people saying that. So I would leave it. It's not probably as legit as it could be. I don't know, though. I never heard of them.
I haven't either.
Okay.
All right, Carol.
Well, thank you very much. I call you every couple of years. So.
Oh, we're glad to do.
Talk to you in 2026 or 2027.
Sounds good. As long as
All right, have a Merry Christmas.
You got it, Carol. You too.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Every couple of years. That's crazy. Let's go on next. We're going to go to Keith in Farmington, who's been on the longest. What's happening, Keith?
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you.
You too.
My ultimate question is, I guess, did I do the right thing or did I let the bad guys in?
Uh-oh.
And yesterday, I was going to a local store here in the area, and I went to their Facebook page, and I clicked on the link to their website.
Yeah.
And a bunch of boxes popped up. Windows Defender came up and, you know, we're blocking this site. And I don't remember what happened exactly at that moment, whether I was locked out or not, because I was able to get out of it. I don't remember if I X'd out or if I shut the computer down.
Okay.
But I turned the computer back on. It's fine.
Yeah.
But a glutton for punishment, I go and I manually type in the website.
Yeah.
And I go to it. Now the same thing happens, but now bells and whistles are going off. And they're saying, you know, the computer voice says your computer's been locked. You know, call this number for guidance. And, of course, I did not call that number.
No.
What I did do, though, is I went to my phone and I Googled Microsoft support or customer service.
Yeah.
And I got a number and I called it.
Yeah.
And the gentleman asked me what was going on. I told him what I just told you.
Yep.
And so it got to a point where he's telling me to hold the escape button and then the control and the Windows button. And it gets to a point where I have to enter a code. Mm-hmm. Of course, I ask a silly question. Is this legit or is this part of the scam? And he says, well, you called me, you know? So I said, well, he's got a point there. I did call him.
You called him. that's how freaked out we all are.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, not like I was going to expect him to say, yes, I'm part of the scam, you know, but yeah, I don't know. I felt like I had to ask it. So anyhow, I did put the code in and it got to a point where I had to allow him access to my computer, which I did. And I can see his mouse moving around. Yeah. Now, the sketchy part was that he wasn't telling me what he was doing. And I was asking this, okay, now what's happening now?
Right.
You know, it's kind of like a surgeon coming at you with a scalpel. You kind of want to know what he's doing with it, you know?
Yeah.
And he didn't really give me much. And then he says, tells me to shut down the computer, hold the button down for 3 seconds, turn it off, and then he puts me on hold.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm going to put you on hold. And of course, the elevator music comes on, and I think I'm going to be on hold till Tuesday. I don't think he's ever coming back. I'm like, okay, I just gave the bad guys access, and they're all done with me.
Yeah.
So about a minute later, he does come back, and he says, okay, go turn your computer back on,
mm-hmm.
which I do. He says, you should be able to go back using it normally.
Right.
And I have. Since then, I have.
Yeah. Believe it or not, Microsoft used to have like a DJ on hold. Their music was it was a whole thing about being a hold of Microsoft. Now we can't call Microsoft anymore. They're useless. Making a call to Microsoft has never been a good result for us anymore. It's good that you had a good result because you called them, like you said. So he was not scamming you. What's happening though, the site you went to, you may want to let the actual site know, the people who own that site, is they're delivering something to their their actual customers that they're not even aware they're delivering. Their site has been hacked, I would contend.
Yes, and what's happening is that somebody has injected some VB script or JavaScript into the website, and it's loading that every time somebody goes to a page.
Right.
And it's literally running a script that tells the browser to show you this warning about your computer being no good.
Right.
But all of that is actually running inside of the browser.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a true hack.
No.
It's just a browser takeover or hijack,
Trying to trick you into calling the fake Microsoft number that you did not call.
Right. That would be the key.
Yeah.
That would be the thing to not do, is to call that phone number.
And the fact that Microsoft helped you for nothing, that's also kind of odd. That might give me a little warning, too. Like, Microsoft doesn't do that.
Well, if you go to their website, they do have a page about these tech support scams, and I think...
If it's
they
that,
offer help. To yeah, help with it.
Oh, good.
Because they consider it fraud against them somebody says, I'm Microsoft and I'm taking over your computer because you've done something wrong.
Right. But did he give you the additional note of not going to that site again?
No, he just said that he couldn't get me off the phone fast enough. He was like, okay, you should be able to go use it regularly now. Bye. I said, whoa. I said, I was asking him, why did this happen? And he did say, well, there might be something infected on that website.
There it is. Good.
You know, and he did say that it was a scam. But I just wasn't sure, if I let him in, now he's in my computer, did I let the bad guys in? Although I did look up the number I called after the fact, and did come up that it's a Microsoft 365 helpline.
Yeah.
But normally with customer service, you can't get off the phone with them. They want you to take a survey, they want to, but they didn't even ask, anything else we can help you with today. Right. So it just seemed fishy.
Anytime you let somebody in the house, whether it be somebody claiming from being the water department because they want to check your pipes, even though you're expecting them to stop by, you still kind of feel creepy these days. So the fact that you called them, it was legit, and you're good, nothing to worry about there. And you should tell that business owner that his site is delivering malware to people, and he doesn't even know it.
Yeah.
I will, because it's a local business. They'll remain nameless,
but they need to know.
Yeah.
I thought about doing that myself. I just didn't want to be like a snitch in a way. But if they don't know, you're right. They should.
Yeah. You're not snitching.
They probably don't. I mean, that's the whole point.
Yeah. You've proven it's their site.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, if you go there again to prove it again, you're going to get hijacked again. So you'll have to clear your cache and get around it. So don't go there again until they fix it.
No, I'm good. I'll call the store if I need to.
All right. Sounds good, Keith.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, happy holidays.
All right,
bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye, Merry Christmas. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to your calls. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. A couple of pasty white computer geeks sitting here at the Avon Old Farms Hotel in Avon. So come on down and make a donation to the Salvation Army. We take checks, we take cash, we take whatever you can. If you can't make it down here, over the mountain and through the woods here, go ahead and text WTIC to 31333. And it's going to bring up an app. The app is secure.
Right.
Texting this is not going to let the bad guys in.
All it does is just open up the site to so that you can make a donation inside of it.
Exactly.
Securely.
So consider doing that.
And we're looking for $5,000 for our show.
That's what we are.
$5,000.
That's what the major said. Yikes.
That's the order.
It's like our first day. What do you want us to do here? We're doing our best for you. So join us if you can. Text WTIC to 31333 and donate whatever you can afford. All right, let's go to your calls. We've got Antoinette in Fairfield checking in with us. Hey, Antoinette.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
I'm
totally confused now.
Uh-oh.
You guys are always recommending that we use two-factor identification.
Yes.
So I've been doing that.
Yep.
But I've been seeing lately titles when I go to YouTube because I'm viewing something else that I subscribe to, and it's saying do not use two-factor identification.
Who's saying that? What?
Yeah, I saw several recent YouTubes. A couple of them were maybe 2 or 3 years old, but a couple of them look current, and they were saying not to use two-factor identification. So I said, wait a minute, that can't be right when we've been advised to do that. And one other question I had is, are these keys, where they say use the key to get into your computer or laptop or phone, are they really that secure? Because I've seen things recently over the past couple of months that even they have been compromised.
I'm not sure what books you're reading or what YouTubes you're watching.
Yeah, I don't know.
But this little key that I'm showing on the camera, if I have to log into something and I have to touch it, personally, physically touch it, in order to get in my system. If that doesn't give you more security than anything, the bad guys don't have this key.
Right.
They can't get in. So anybody tell? So the answer is generally yes, anything is bypassable and hackable.
Yeah, that's true.
But this is pretty darn good. You know, nothing's 100% in this world, no matter what you're dealing with. But adding two-factor authentication is something you must do. I don't know what those YouTubers are telling you, but don't believe them. You need to two-factor everything you feel is important from your, especially your email. If your email's not two-factor, they're going to get into your life and watch what you're doing. They're going to watch your transactions. They're going to watch whatever you're doing. And then they're going to try to social engineer you to get them further access. So please use two-factor on your email. But you should two-factor everything, whether it be the authenticator, whether you use a Yubico key like this. It's a little key. Or 2FA.
Right. And I know we were talking about how SMS 2FA isn't really the best.
Right.
But it's better. True, but it's better than no 2FA at all.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, some security is better than 100% secure.
Right.
Okay.
0%, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, you talked about earlier about TP-Link, the router.
Yep.
Okay, you put that on there because I have a TP-Link. When you told me a year and a half ago, to get a new router, get a new computer, I got a new router, so I'm not paying Optimum or all
piece. Yeah, it's possible. It's possible.
Yeah, we didn't really realize the extent of the footprint of TP-Link. But
65% of the market.
65% of the home router market.
Right.
Wow, I mean, that's a lot.
It is.
And cable companies are using them. All kinds of companies are using them. Homeowners associations are deploying them.
Right.
It's pretty rampant. All I can tell you is that not every model is affected by the exploit.
Yeah.
And they are going to be issuing patches for at least some of the affected ones. It depends on if the one that you have is end-of-life.
Right.
And if you got it, 2 years ago, you said? I don't think
it was.
Yeah,
it's been about at least 2 years.
Well, it's not end-of-life after 2 years, I can tell you that. It'll be more like 5. Nope.
So, yeah, we've got a Gary stop by making a very generous donation. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
If I go on their line, will they be able to tell me what models have been affected if I go to their website?
We tell you to change away from TP. That's what we're probably going to end up recommending as a country.
Okay.
So use a different brand. But to Dennis's point, he's going to tell you, well, what's the next brand that's going to be at risk?
Right? That's what I was going to ask you. What do you recommend?
I would tell you to look at Linksys for now. It's a Cisco
Linksys
company.
Okay.
Yeah, but they have all sorts of vulnerabilities too. But Linksys is an option, similar to TP-Link, but at least it's owned by Cisco. For now.
Okay. All righty.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for checking in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, so Gary stopped by, dropped off a very generous check to the Salvation Army.
Wow.
We really appreciate that, Gary. He basically took a shot at who was who and was completely backwards. He didn't know you were Dennis. Because all geeks look alike. That's how we all do look alike. It is true. We all do look alike. Real quick, before the bottom of the hour here, I talked about a little bit on the Tech Tuesday with Brian. The British Army, I mean, we got these drones. The drones are coming, Dennis. Look out for the drones.
Yep.
Everyone's afraid. It's like the summer of the shark of 2001, where everyone's going to be eaten by a shark if they went swimming, which, by the way, there was less shark attacks than there ever were back then. So all this, as far as I'm concerned, is hype for the drones. But if you want to understand this, Raytheon is working with the British military to shoot drones out of the sky from a kilometer away using a laser beam.
Whoa!
So we actually have Flash Gordon lasers coming out of trucks, and we're pew-pewing them right out of the air. So before you know it, you're going to have some big Humvee roll up in some New Jersey neighborhood with a Raytheon laser on top of it, and they'll blast these things out of the air if they are indeed a threat. But they're probably not.
Hmm.
Hate to break it to you. Just like the sharks didn't eat everybody, I doubt the drones are doing anything either. But then again, that's how we operate as humans. We just go nutty. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. I probably am not wrong. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Please, please, please support the Salvation Army Holiday Store. Tis the season to do that. Text WTIC to 31333. The major gave us a $5,000 goal. Huge. In 2 hours to raise $5,000. It'd be a Christmas miracle, but we'll do our best for you. Let's see what you guys can do to help out with that. Text WTIC to 31333 and do whatever you can for the folks that help the Salvation Army help our community. That's what we're all about. We'll be right back. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. I want to thank you guys. Somebody brought in Yahtzee.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Now you're cooking.
What a great game. That's the old-fashioned board game. I mean, you can also
Dice game.
Boy, you're right.
Oh, and Candyland. All right. Now that's a board game.
And some of these are you can even digify them. I was playing Monopoly with my son on the Nintendo Switch. And my son was notorious as a kid for cheating. He'd always sit next to the bank.
Oh.
And so we'd play Monopoly with him. We were like, why is this guy a bazillionaire? He would be stealing $100 bills right from the banker as we're playing. And we would just make a joke about it. Anytime you played a board game with Jake, forget it. It's one of those things, you ain't cheating. You ain't trying if you ain't cheating when it comes to Jake. Well, now when you do it on the actual Switch, you can't cheat. And you can play Monopoly. So it's like, refreshing. I can play Monopoly and not hoping my kid's cheating. And yes, he's 27 years old now. But he would still do it if he had the chance. And they're bringing in great board games, for the old style board games, obviously, for the Salvation Army. Yep. We haven't seen any Nintendo Switch versions of the board games yet. That'd be neat. Do what you can, though. If you can with the Salvation Army, come on by. They're going to be here till I think, 11 o'clock. When the show ends, if you want to drop off some more support, that'd be great. So as usual and customary, though, we still have some more news. We have four lines wide open for you guys. 860-522-9842 is the number.
And the story that I've got is an unintended consequence of technology.
Yeah.
You know, Google Maps and Google Earth has been photographing the planet for how many years now? Maybe a dozen years or maybe more.
It's caught some strange
things. There have been a number of odd things that have turned up in the Google Street View, the photographs of the street level.
And there are people who scour Google Maps for these oddities and these crazy things. It's a thing. I don't know how you have the time to do it, but
there are YouTube videos where people will put these together and showing you all kinds of wild stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that in Spain, there was somebody who went missing a number of years ago.
All right.
And the police have been trying to figure that out for quite a while.
Yep.
Well, they finally caught, among other weeds in this case, was a photograph from Google Street View of somebody putting a body into the trunk of a car.
Unbelievable.
And they stitched that together with other evidence, and they made an arrest.
Unbelievable.
For a murder.
That is just amazing. I mean, if you've ever looked at your street view of your house, you're like, when did they drive by? You know, what were we doing? I mean, they catch people doing all sorts of things. So you literally can watch these YouTube videos of all the things people catch and all the weird things that occur as these Google Street View cars are driving around. Now, Apple's got its own Street View, right?
They do.
So they're driving around too.
Yep.
So now there's also masking people are doing because you maybe don't want your house to be known on Street View, so you can actually mask what they're capturing.
And as a matter of fact, at least on Google, certain things are masked, I believe, by default.
Yep.
Like certain kinds of signs on buildings and stuff like that, because they don't want to be advertising for a business, let's say. So they kind of obscure the sign a little. But they leave enough of it there that you can recognize it if you are actually at that spot, and you can say, oh, yeah, gee, this is the place.
Right.
So it's there. And then, of course, you can also report things and say, hey, I want that taken down.
Right, because who knows what kind of...
they generally will, as far as I know.
They catch people in their windows doing things. This is high-res stuff. So, like, and this is what these people are doing online, trying to find these Easter eggs of these crazy things that people are doing as the Google car drives by.
Yep.
And some things are you wouldn't be proud of being seen on Google Maps.
I can tell you that guy trundling a body into the trunk of a car
is not good. Yeah. Look at that picture. I mean, it's like, wow.
I'm looking at it right here. Wow, this is just terrible.
We'll put a link there for you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, thankfully, the guy got caught. I mean, that's the thing about technology these days. These cameras are everywhere.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
You know, if you think you're anonymous anymore,
you're not.
You know, your air fryer knows where you are. just imagine the stories we're going to have with air fryers solving murders. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Also, real quick personal news. We have a concert for the Southington Symphonic Band happening tonight at the Windsor High School. I said Windsor High School. Southington High School. That was weird that I said Windsor. Southington High School.
Okay.
That's where I grew up. Oh. 7 o'clock. It's a free concert. Come on by. And it's probably the latest community band concert you're going to hear before the season really kind of shuts everything down. You know, just enjoy yourself with your family. So stop by Southington High School tonight, 7 o'clock, free concert. Great Christmas tunes and some really hardworking folks in the Southington Symphonic Band. They're going to put it on for you. In other news, this is just kind of sad news. Hackers are breaching the Rhode Island state system.
I heard about that.
So if you ever applied for medical aid in Rhode Island or 7 other different services through something called RI Bridges, your Social Security number and other information may have been exposed. Now, of course, it's not the state of Rhode Island that manages these things.
This is a contractor.
Deloitte.
And, yes, Deloitte, which, among other things, sells itself as being cybersecurity consultants, if you will. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, big accounting firm, but they do a lot of different stuff.
They seem to dabble.
One of those things.
They seem to dabble. Yeah. So U.S. financial firm Deloitte was running the RI Bridges site, according to this article.
Yep.
And Rhode Island told Deloitte to shut it down and try to secure the platform and address the breach. Well, horse is out of the barn.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you're an accounting firm, you've heard of WISPs, right? The whole WISP requirement. You should be doing that minimally. But clearly, they didn't have that running here on their site.
No.
So you've got the accounting firm who has to do all sorts of cybersecurity requirements to be an accountant. But they'll leave your data wide open on RI Bridges. So this is on... this was a PC Mag article. So, again, if you, no matter what happens, you're trying to. We have the callers trying to secure their data, two-factor authentication, all that fun stuff, and then you put it out there in a government forum and a formerly Big Six. Right? Are they Big Six anymore? Or is it like two?
I think it's they're down to like 2.5.
Yeah, I mean after Arthur Anderson explosion with the whole Enron debacle.
Yeah, back in the day, they used to be the Big Eight.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I remember Enron. Wasn't that a whole thing about selling, fake energy tokens or something going on there? Because that was all bogus too.
Derivatives.
Some sort of derivative.
Yeah.
You know, energy. How could that be a fake thing? Well, it is. So we'll put this link up here for you if you're dealing with the Rhode Island government. Your data might be breached, and you probably received a letter in the mail. And I'm sorry for you. Let's go to your... Oh, we had a caller there. And she's just taking the information.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, there she's back. All right, let's go to Steve in Southington next. What's going on, Steve?
Good morning, Eric. Good morning, Dennis.
Yeah.
Hi.
So I finally got to experience streaming. For years, I've been hearing on your show this whole thing with streaming, and yeah. I didn't know what it was. And I had this tablet that I'd been talking about. It's a small thing.
Yeah.
A Kindle.
Yeah.
And it had all the icons on there, and I didn't pay any attention to them for years. And then one day, I pressed one, and it was Freevee.
Yes, okay. Yes.
And it was one of those ones, and I was amazed at how much stuff it has.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Streaming. So you're like the first, you're like a virgin streamer in the year 2020?
Pretty much. And I know it's weird. I feel like Buck Rogers right now.
Well, I was thinking more 40-year-old virgin, but...
Well, more like, how about the 59-year-old virgin?
Streaming is amazing technology, right? I mean, it's basically packets of data going to your device as if it's video.
They made it so easy
to
find programming and stuff that, like, I came from the 3-channel era.
Right.
And you had to wait years before you could even see a repeat. Now you can watch anything, anytime. Right.
Welcome to the future.
Pretty cool.
It's cool. Yeah. The future is now.
And if you want some more free stuff that's a wide range, try Pluto TV.
Oh, yeah, that one's on there, too.
If you like Freevee, you're going to love Pluto.
Right. Now we're gonna lose Steve. Like, you're gonna be like now streaming for the rest of your life. Your eyeballs are gonna be like, you know, open and stuck open position because you're just.
I mean, streaming. I'm seeing stuff I never got to see, like Magnum PI.
Have you heard of binge? Oh. Have you heard of binging?
Yes, I have. In fact, I thought I was the first one with The Simpsons after the first season in '89. I put it on a VCR tape and then I just compiled
it that way.
Awesome. Took all the commercials out. It was just one constant clip.
That's what binging is. So when you go to stream now, you're going to get hooked on these shows, whether they be from Netflix or this free stuff you're doing, and you're just going to binge. Like, you're going to find the old Bond movies.
Yeah, they have 5-hour blocks.
Your life will be gone.
They're coming up. Like, they even have a Bond thing where they're doing Bond all month long.
Yeah, it's awesome. Now I've often, we find that the show comes up on, let's say, FX or something like that, and it's going to be like 4 hours to watch the third Bond movie ever created. And they're like, let's go find that on the streaming platforms. Well, for $4, they'll let you watch the Bond movie. So it's a crazy world you're getting into, Steve. But welcome to the future.
Oh, there's one other thing. I really enjoy the Tech Tuesdays.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We're happy to be there with Brian. It's always fun to have.
You guys have great conversation.
We have 8 whole minutes to get through 5 different topics. So
keep them coming.
I'm happy to do it as long as they'll have me.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day and happy holidays.
You too.
Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye. You're welcome. Wow. First, for a person who has just found streaming, Joey.
Oof. You know, one of the things, I've always discussed this, and this is, seems like the appropriate show to bring it up.
Yes.
So if you know Santa is bringing, like, a gaming console or something like that for the kids this Christmas.
We talked about that.
You might want to find a neighbor kid and see if Santa can do all the updates now.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the last thing a child wants to do is plug in that gaming system and go, you have 17 hours of worth of updates to do.
2 terabytes of downloads.
Yeah, Eric mentioned that last week.
Yeah,
yes, so. It's a very very good piece of advice.
Because most video game consoles don't come with a physical copy no more. We can't have that.
No.
So now you got to download it. And if you're not using our friends at GoNetSpeed for their fiber, not a plug, by the way.
No. But they're great.
Yeah, they are. It might take a while to download 37 gigabytes of data and stuff like that. Yeah, so you might want to check with Santa to make sure and see if he can do an update ahead of time.
Yeah, do those updates. Not especially with Microsoft, too, that if Santa brings a laptop or something, same problem.
Same issue.
And all those servers are getting hit on Christmas morning at the same time for an update.
Bingo.
Yeah, so you might want to get ahead of the curve.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a public service announcement from your neighborhood elf.
And we had a nice drop-off of a donation, nice cash donation.
Very cool.
From some listeners out there. Yeah. We appreciate that very much. If you're looking to donate, we have a goal of $5,000 that was thrown down as a gauntlet.
The gauntlet.
We walked in here.
And we're rookies here. You guys got to help us out.
Yeah, it's a lofty goal. So if you're looking to for a tax write-off somehow, and you're looking to save some money with the IRS and not give it to the ding-dongs in Congress, you could always write it. You could text it to WTIC 31333 and just text $5,000 there, and you're not giving it to the feds.
Well,
anymore.
You're not texting the money.
No. You're texting a number.
You're texting a number, 31333, and then
you're typing in 500.
You will get to a secure site that will then transmit the money.
Right. Yep. Yep. I mean, if you can order on Amazon, you can order this way. Order some money to be sent to us.
Exactly. And the Salvation Army, they're here all year long, not just during this time. But this is the best time for you to think about those that are a little less fortunate than you. If you can, whatever you can, support the Salvation Army. They do good work in our communities. We're going to step out for a quick break, get back to more of your calls. We're here till 11, wide open board if you want to say hello. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. Thank everybody who stopped by this morning to say hello and drop off their donations. And let's get to your calls, though. We've been here. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We're going to say hello to, I think, Annie in Avon. Hey, Ann or Annie. What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm actually in my car, so let me pull over.
All right.
Yeah, I do have a question.
Yeah.
Actually, a couple. But the first one is, so I have pictures that were taken of my grandchildren at school in different places, and I don't like the backgrounds on them.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to, I've done it on my phone where I can lift the portrait of the child off, and I have a background I want to put it on, but I don't know how to get it onto that background.
Right, so this is a digital picture, or is it a old film picture?
No, these are, they're on my phone, so I guess they're digital.
Okay, so how come you've been able to do it before and not now? What's going on?
No, I haven't been able to do it before.
Oh.
She's only been able to cut the faces, not replace the background.
Gotcha.
Which is actually the opposite of what she's been able to do.
All right.
We're going to look up some ways to do that. Do you have an Android or an iPhone?
Well, I was actually going to try and do it on my computer because I can send the pictures to my computer.
There you go. You can use Photoshop for that.
I have an iPhone. Huh. What is it?
Photoshop.
So yeah. I don't know if I have that.
You're going to pay for that, unfortunately.
You have to buy that. There might be a way to do that in the GIMP, and I'm going to see if
GIMP.
I can look that up.
Dennis's new favorite. He's used it forever.
I've been using it a long time. Although I have been using Photoshop a long time too. There are some tools that can be used in the GIMP to replace a background.
All right. It's free software.
And it's free. It's basically Photoshop.
Yeah.
But it's open source.
Gotcha.
Or free.
There we go. So GIMP?
GIMP.
There you go. So
and that's download. A website I go to?
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna post a link to the software and then a link to an article about how to do this in it. Replace the background.
And then if I know, so I've listened a long time, and I know regularly you tell people how to buy what the latest computer is. My current computer is from April 2018.
Yeah.
And it's a nice computer. I always buy a nice one to last a long time. It's an 8 Spectra Core Intel 17 8th generation. I paid like over $1,000 for it back then.
Yep. It lasted you a long time.
But it did. But I'm they will keep wanting me to upgrade to 11, and I don't know that it can handle it. And so I wanted to get a new computer before 10 is no longer available or
supported.
Right.
Yeah, till October. You have till October.
Sorry?
So you have till October before Windows 10 will no longer be supported. So you have some time. And as far as the latest, you want to look at the latest gen you can find, 14th gen processor, i5 or i7, same idea here, 16 gigs of RAM, solid-state hard drive. And again, spend about $1,000 on it, and it will give you another long period of time of service. You're going to get a quality machine. You know, a $500 computer is not a $1,000 computer at half off. It's just a lesser machine, typically. So
right. I learned that a long time listening to the show. And so do you still HP Spectra or Envy or?
Yeah, we're still I'm still fans of the HP line.
Envy or Spectra. Yeah, would both be good.
Yep. So.
OK. Yeah. OK.
You
great.
Can go
well,
ahead.
Thank you. I'm actually. Sorry.
Yeah. Can, did you hear Carolyn?
No.
Carolyn, go ahead with the tip. Oh, where'd she go?
Where's Carolyn?
I don't hear.
Where did you leave her?
Of course, as soon as I say I have something to say, my headphones don't want to work at first. Good old technology.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
What was your tip?
Yeah, so we just had a caller, Dan from, I want to say,
Hello?
I think came up East Windsor.
She can't hear you.
She can't hear
Let's
you.
Let's try this.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, there you go.
Okay,
yeah.
There we go.
Hi.
Magic of the radio. Yes, so we just had a caller call in and say a good tip for you to use is Pixay Pro. It's on the Amazon App Store. And he was basically saying it's like Photoshop in your pocket.
Okay.
Oh,
I've never used
it.
I have no, you know, personal review of it, but definitely maybe something you can check out, see if it can help you out with what you're looking to do.
Listeners coming through.
Okay, thanks. Awesome.
All right.
That. On Amazon. Okay, that's excellent. Okay, I'm actually driving in to Avon to drop off. So
awesome.
Oh. I'll see you shortly. But I pulled over so I wouldn't. I could write down. Okay,
right.
So great. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank
Keep
you.
Up the great work. We love the show.
Well, thank you very much. We love you guys, too.
And thanks to Dan out there for suggesting Pixay.
Yeah.
All right, definitely so. Thank you, Dan.
All right. Let's go on to the next caller. You're right. Bye-bye. Let's move on to Pete next in Canton. I think he's been on the longest. What's going on, Pete?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great show.
Thanks.
Two quick questions. One is for antivirus software. I used WebRoot based on your recommendations. I switched to Bitdefender.
All right.
I was just wondering what you guys recommend going forward.
We recommend the free Defender that comes with the operating system these days.
Yeah.
As long as you're using OpenDNS, you should be in good shape. Those two together work very well.
Okay, the free Defender. Okay.
Yeah, the free Windows
That's
Defender.
Built into Windows.
Yep.
Okay.
And if you run OpenDNS, you'll be in a safer internet.
So my understanding was the last caller, so Windows 10, which I have, is going to be not serviced after October 25?
Right.
Right.
Okay, so I'll have to do something about that. And then my second question is passwords. I just keep them on an Excel file, but it's so obsolete. But what is the best? I mean, I got so many, and you just get, you know, do you get lost kind of keeping track of them? I'm just wondering what we should do with that.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to recommend, because, look, if you put it in an index card holder or a Rolodex, something physical, God forbid something happens to you. But people know where it is, right? If it's on some file somewhere, they don't know where it is, how they're going to get in and access your systems. And you put it on those index cards, they really have to hack your house. Or you can use a password manager like Bitwarden.
Bitwarden is what we were recommending.
Yeah,
also,
Proton.
There's ProtonPass, which is another password manager.
But it's a big problem these days for folks who actually, if you get something happens to you, how does your family get into your systems or your accounts? If they know that you have it on index card, it's a little easier.
Okay. And is Proton part of Proton, like Proton
it's
Mail?
Part of the Proton web of products.
Yep.
So okay. If you are a Proton customer, then you already have it. You just have to start using it.
So we're coming against top of the hour here, Pete. We got to go. Hope that helps.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Thank you. Very helpful.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning here live at the Avon Holiday Store. Please give up until the last minute if you can. WTIC 31333 is a simple way to do it. You just text WTIC to 31333 and support the Salvation Army. I want to thank Carolyn for producing. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything live for us. And as always,
remember, we want you to be geeks too.
We'll see you guys next Saturday.